For our message this morning, we have Brother Jason Francis. He is a missionary, grew up in Grenada, correct? And went to Zimbabwe as a missionary. So Grenada is Caribbean, right? Caribbean. Yeah, he was in the Caribbean. And then the Lord called him to be a missionary to Africa and went to the country of Zimbabwe. He's going to come up and just mention a thing or two as we get ready to show his presentation, and then he'll preach the word for us as well. All right, Jason.
Good morning. My name is Jason Francis. I am from Grenada. That's in the West Indies, a very small island there. And it's about 90,000 to 95,000 people there. And I want to thank God for using America. They have liberated us from communists in 1983. And thank God we have the liberty today. And also thank God for a missionary that come to my island. We got the gospel there in my country, and I got the opportunity to be saved there in Grenada. I grew up in a non-Christian home. I was the first one to be saved in my family. And someone invited me to an Independence Baptist Church in my village. And I heard the word of God being preached to me for the very first time. And the preacher said that if you're to die right now, I sure going to spend eternity in heaven. And I knew for sure that moment, if I've died, I've gone straight to hell. At night, I put my faith and trust in Lord Jesus Christ, and he saved me that night. I remember I went home and I said, I'm saved. And my mom said, saved from what? Didn't really understand what it meant to be saved. My soul had been delivered from hell. Because I put my faith and trust in Lord Jesus Christ. Free gift. And in 2004, one of our local pastors came there, and he used that verse in Ephesians 5:17. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understand what the will of God is. And God spoke to my heart there, and I believe he was calling me that moment, and I give my life to him that night. And I said, Lord, anywhere you come, I'm willing to go. And the following year, I went to Bible college there in Puerto Rico there. I studied there for 5 years. And my second year in college, God burned my heart for Zimbabwe. And I will show you in a few minutes, you will see the slide there. And you tell you more about Zimbabwe because of the time. My wife's name is Shelley Francis. We've been married for 1 year and 9 months. And we met in Bible college, and we're looking forward to go there in Zimbabwe this year, late June, early July. So please pray for us, and we covet your prayers. You have been a joy being among God's people, always a joy to be in the house of God and to meet your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And it's been a real blessing being here. And please enjoy the slide. Thank you.
As I gaze into the future. Spirit, please empower. Help me when I'm lost. Or use me now this
morning again. My wife is also from Zimbabwe, and the gentleman you saw baptized there, one of the converts, he is a local pastor there as well. And please pray for us, and you can see there's a great need there to start more independent Baptist churches there in Zimbabwe. And I was excited to go there, and so it's been a blessing what God have done in my life, the way he saved me and calling me in the ministry. Thank God for the opportunity to preach His word this morning. Turn the Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 1. I was battling a lot of where he wanted me to preach this morning. And I believe this is from the book of Acts, chapter 1. And they say, why? We all know the Great Commission. You have to turn there. And God have given us the command, and it's a command from our Lord Jesus Christ, amen? It's a command. Why should we go? It's a command from our King. Because if you look at in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, reads, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And here we see also the gospel, and in the gospel that the command was given also to the local church as well. And in John chapter 17, verse 18, let it turn there. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And John chapter 20, verse 21. Then said Jesus to them, again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I sent you. And in Luke chapter 24, verse 47, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. Missions is the heartbeat of God. And we see here that the command was given by Lord Jesus Christ through the gospel. But here in the book of Acts, and I want to read from verse 1, go down. And from verse 1 reads, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began, both to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given the commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he chose himself alive
after this passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanding them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but he shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou not this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father had put in his own power. See here, Lord Jesus Christ appeared 40 days after his resurrection. He told them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the Holy Spirit. And here the Apostle Paul said that he was going to come back and establish his kingdom. He's going to liberate them from Rome. But here that the kingdom of God is in man, and God had a plan for the whole world. Because he gave them the command in verse 8. He said, but he shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we thank you again for all the opportunity to be in your house and the liberty we have. We can worship your name in spirit and in truth. And let's thank you for all you have done for us. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you for taking our place on that cross. And we can come together and gather in your name, Lord. I pray the Holy Spirit may speak through me, Lord. Take control. I pray that every heart here this morning be encouraged and they be challenged in the world. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name here. And the gospel have ended, but the book of Acts had continued there. And here we see here that Jesus gave them a command to go. And the church was, the church was empowered in the book of Acts. And here we hear that the apostles thought that he was going to come back and overthrow Rome and take control and liberate them under Rome. But God had a plan for us, for the world. But I want to center on that verse this morning. Turn to verse 11 from chapter 1, from verse 10 to verse 11. And while they looked steadfast toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, he men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up in heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. He said, why he stand up gazing into heaven? And here that the Holy Spirit has not come as yet. He have came in chapter 2. And here the promise of the Holy Ghost are able to walk through the believer in the house of God. See, God empowered the church in the book of Acts. And they need to wait for that power. We cannot do the work of God in the flesh. We have to depend on the Holy Spirit. And we see here that the power have been promised to us. And after the power came and Peter preached and 4,000 got saved and 5,000 got saved in the book of Acts, the Spirit was working. But here today, and the question is, why are we standing here gazing? And here he's saying that we should be busy, amen? We should be busy going and preach the gospel. Because we know that Christ is coming again. We know that he's going to come again, but we are not to be standing and gazing because men are dying without Christ. You say, why should we stand gazing? Because the command was given. The command was given by our King, amen, is not an option. And the church belonged to him. We are called the bride of Christ. In Acts 20, verse 28, he has bought us with his blood. And he shows ownership. And Christ expects of us to obey his command. You say, why stand he gazing? And he has given us the available field to walk in. He said, but he shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come up on you, and he shall be witnesses unto me. That's what ownership. Both in Jerusalem. Not only that Christ gave us the command, but he gave us the field that is available to us. We have our Jerusalem. He wants us to go in our Jerusalem. That's where we are. And the heartbeat of God is mission. Not willing that any should perish, but some come to repentance. No, all should come to repentance. We have no excuse in terms of reaching the world for Christ. We have the power that indwells us. We have the Holy Spirit that indwells us. We can see how great things after the Holy Spirit came on the apostles. They done great things in their preaching. Souls being saved, great revival. Many was added to the church of Jerusalem. They had boldness, they had courage in going and preaching the gospel. And we got the same power today, amen? If we are saved today, we are indwelled with the Holy Spirit. We indwell that power to witness and to go and give us boldness and insight in spreading the gospel. Not only that Christ gave us the command, but he equipped us with the power. And the Holy Spirit is not an it, he's a real person. Greek word paraclete. He walks alongside us. He's our helper. And it's important for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay, take the Holy Spirit to do the work of God. And this man was turning the world upside down. And I believe we can still turn the world upside down. Because we still have the command, we still have the power. It's for us today. Why did these men risk their life, beaten, thrown in prison, crucified? Because they believe in Christ, they had faith in him. And here we know after Christ was arrested and his crucifixion, the apostles, they scattered. They are fearful. But when Christ came to them again, they were strengthened again. They are fearful, fearless. They had that boldness to preach. And people marvel, but they acknowledge that they have been with Jesus. Not only that, why should we be gazing? Why should we stay in put? When the command is already given, and the power is available to us. The Holy Spirit that indwells us forever. When we do the work in the flesh, it's impossible. We need the power. That's why he told him to wait for the power of the Holy Ghost. Wait for it. It takes the power of God to do the work. It'd be difficult to the power of God to do his work. But if you want to see God working us greatly in terms of reaching our Jerusalem and our Samaria and our Judea and the whole world, it takes the power of God. See, why, ye men of Galilee, why he stand gazing up into heaven? It's a time, I believe, in his last days, where to get busy. Busy in going and busy in praying. Because time is running out. No more we have to wait for the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. If you are saved, it indwells you already. You have to go. And you have commanded, you have instructed us. I want you to be witnesses, both in Jerusalem, at the same time, in all Judea and in all Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. I said the early church in Jerusalem, they're only obeying, they're only carrying out, they're only reaching Jerusalem. They stayed there. Many souls got saved there in the early churches. You see the power of God moving among his people. But you know what? You're not fully carrying out 1:8. You know what God did? Sent persecution. Turn with me to Acts chapter 8, verse 1. See, that's the heart of God. Not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And chapter 8 from verse 1, go down. And Saul, before he was converted, was consenting unto his death, as Stephen. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the region of Judea, Samaria, except the apostle. And devoted men cried Stephen to his burial and make great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house, healing men and women, committed them to prison. And verse 4, wherefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the gospel. You see, that they were not carrying a 1-8, but they were carrying 8-1 in 1-8. God sent persecution. You see, that's the heart of God. Missions is the heart of God. And they were staying in Jerusalem, but God wanted the word to be spread into Judea, into Samaria, the whole world. And God sent persecution. So they were carrying out 1-8 in 8-1. We have a responsibility to reach the world for Christ. John 3:16 for everybody. Right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We have a responsibility. He has given to us, the local church, to carry the good commission, to continue what Jesus started until he comes again. Why should we stand gazing when the command is already given already? Why should we stand gazing when the Holy Spirit, the power is available to us? Why should we stand gazing when the field is available to us? And it's a command from our King. He owns us. And if he's our King, then we have to submit to him. And he wants of us to go. Missions is the heartbeat of God. The Bible says where there's no vision, the people perish. Where there's no mission, we will perish. And that's the heart of God. Not the pastor, not the missionaries, that's the heart of God. Not only for Jerusalem, but the whole world to spread the gospel. Because there are people in this world who have never heard the gospel preached to them one time. And God wants to do a work through his church. His church. But he wants us to be obedient. Because we have the means. We have the power that indwells us, that leads us, that gives us insight, that gives us boldness. I know they acknowledge Peter and John. They marvel. They took knowledge that this man was with Jesus. I believe that today that the command is given, but we need the power of God to do the work of God. That's why God sent the Holy Spirit. He can empower his people. That we can turn our world upside down. Why is it not happening to us today as it did in Jerusalem? We have the same power. We have the word of God. We have the gospel. Why did this man risk their life to preach the gospel? Because of the faith in Jesus Christ. We have the same faith in him. And I believe that it's important for us to be filled with the power of God. It takes the power of God to do the power of God's work. And it's available to us. No need to be standing and gazing. Many times we can get too busy. Yeah? Sometimes busy doing the right things, but most importantly, souls are the most important thing. Souls. At the end of the day, souls are important. At the end of the day, that's why we're here. That's why that after we got saved, Christ left us here on earth to spread the gospel. And I thank God that he kept the Gentiles. I thank God he sent persecution, right? The gospel spread around the world, amen? Why should it stop? It should continue. We serve the same God. We have the same power available to us. We have the word of God. And may God the field. That's the heart of God, missions. Missions is the heart of God. I want to encourage us this morning. Let's get busy in soul winning. Let's pray that God will give us a greater burden in going this year. Because if we don't go, they will perish. We have the cure. It can deliver men from darkness unto light. The men being held under Satan, it can deliver them. For example, if you have the cure for cancer, and you keep it to yourself and people are dying around you, you have the cure. But we have the Word of God. We have the power that indwells us, that can equip us to do the Word of God. Not only that God gives us the command, but equip us to do the work of God. And I pray that God will store our hearts to rely more on Him to do His work. Because I believe in these last days we need more boldness, more insight, more courage to go and stand. And I believe we can still turn our world upside down. So the Word of God is quick and powerful. Dynamite. Paul says, not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. And to remind us this morning, there's still power in the Word of God, amen? There's still power of the Holy Spirit that indwells us if you are saved. And I use it for His glory. Because when He went to the cross, He went all the way. And in closing, what happened if Christ had disobeyed the Father's command? We'd have all died and go to hell. And when we fail to obey God's command, people are going to perish around us. But Christ, He was a great example. He's always in submission to the Father. And He wants us. He led by example. And God will never tell you to do something that you're not able to do it. If God calls you, and all of us here are soul winners, give your testimony. Apostle Paul gave his testimony, right? There's power in a testimony. Many times we underestimate our testimony. Tell them how you got saved. Tell them what Jesus has done for you. You don't have to be a pastor or a preacher, evangelist, a missionary. Every child of God is a soul winner. And they have the Word of God, and they have the Holy Spirit that endures them forever. Just want to encourage us this morning. Let's pray at God for the power of God in our lives. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we do thank you again for the opportunity to be in your house. And Lord, I pray you may help us to be in total submission under your command. Lord, the command has been given from you as a king. And Lord, if you are king of our life, Lord, and you're able to control our lives and help us to be submissive, Lord, to you. Many times we can be so busy, we can be so idle and gazing, Lord, on your return, and there are people around us, they are dying. Lord, I pray, Mister, our hearts, and Lord, you know the need of every heart, Lord, and there are people around us, they are lost. And Lord, if we don't go, they're going to perish. Lord, we have the Holy Spirit indwells us, that empowers us to go. But Lord, help us to go, Lord. I pray, Lord, that we're able to see the need and around us, and there are needs around us, Lord. You expect of us to reach our world, our Jerusalem and our Judea and our Samaria and the world, Lord, and we have an excuse because we have the power in us, Lord, and we have the feel around us, Lord, and the spirit missed our hearts and revive us, Lord, that we got to go, and if we don't go, who going to go, Lord? And you have left us here for a purpose, Lord, to spread the gospel and tell people about you, Lord, and someday you're coming again, and Lord, we should be busy serving you and seeing as much as souls that we can be win for you, Lord, and I pray for this year, just to our hearts and give us, Lord, insight in your word that seals that the Holy Spirit indwells us and help us that we be empowered to do your work, Lord, and help us, Lord, to see the need around us, Lord, and I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor.